From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Bridget O'Brien. Two body cam videos from the same Monroe County Sheriff Sergeant have recently gotten national attention. In both cases, the person the officer was dealing with was an undocumented immigrant who wound up in federal custody. WLRN's Nancy Klinginer has the story behind how the Florida Keys have become the focus of a national debate about immigration enforcement.
On April 27th, Monroe County Sheriff Sergeant David Larez was dispatched to an accident on Stock Island, just outside the city of Key West. When he got to the scene, a man named Marcos Huete Hernandez was sitting on the ground next to his bike. This audio is from Larez's body camera.
Speak English?
No,
you speak Spanish? All right. You got ID? Passport? Passport, visa, what?
No.
You're illegal? Are you a legal citizen or no?
Huete was hit on his bike as he rode across a crosswalk. The Florida Highway Patrol cited him for obstructing traffic. He's now in federal custody and has been indicted on a charge of re-entering the U.S. illegally after being deported in 2010. The sheriff's office says it didn't handle the case, and nobody from the sheriff's office notified Border Patrol about Huete. But after a local investigative journalism website called The Blue Paper published a video that includes body cam footage, the story went national as an example of local police cracking down on undocumented immigrants. On May 23rd, the same sheriff sergeant pulled over a car in Key West. The Blue Paper quickly picked up on that video, too. Nestor Duarte handed the sergeant an ID from Argentina.
You don't have any legal documents?
No.
Why not? You've been here 16 years. Because what?
Because I'm illegal.
Right.
Yeah. So
why in this case, Larez called Border Patrol. Duarte is now in federal custody at the Broward Transitional Center in Pompano Beach. These videos surfaced just after the Key West City Commission passed a resolution about how it approaches these issues. City Commissioner Richard Payne voted for it.
When we go about the normal business, our law enforcement, we're not going to inquire as to somebody's immigration status.
But while the city police department does most of the local law enforcement on the island, the sheriff's office still has jurisdiction. Monroe Sheriff Rick Ramsey says his office does not have a policy about investigating immigration status, and that it's up to the discretion of the individual officer.
You know, we encounter people all day long, every day. And our stance really has kind of been, we're not out there trying to enforce immigration law. But same token, we're not a sanctuary sheriff's office. You know, we uphold laws, rules, and regulations. That's our job.
Even before the city passed its resolution, Key West Police Chief Donnie Lee says he interpreted the role of local law enforcement differently from the sheriff.
I don't think that a police department, this police department, I don't think it's in our best interest to enforce immigration policy, especially when it's a federal responsibility.
Sheriff Ramsey acknowledges that the optics were bad in the video of Larez yelling at Huete while he's on the ground, and said his supervisors have talked to him about it.
As you heard him on the voice, it didn't sound like someone was super caring, and we want our sheriff's office, no matter who they're at with, to be courteous, polite, friendly, caring about who you are, no matter who you are, what's going on, and trying to render aid as need be.
But there's been no formal discipline, and Ramsey says he has no problem with Larez asking about immigration status, or notifying Border Patrol, as he did in the later traffic stop that happened in Key West. Natalia Duke is the Keys area captain for Women's March Florida. She's asked the sheriff's office to clarify its policies.
I think our residents have the right to know what to expect when encountering local law enforcement, whether they're stopped for a traffic violation or after they're hit by a car.
For now, in the city of Key West, if you're an undocumented immigrant who encounters police, your fate may depend on which police agency or which individual officer you encounter. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinginer.
This is WLRN News. I'm Bridget O'Brien.